Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make you smile.
Because it's going to be brief. My name is Rich Anthony. I'm a resident of Lewis, and I am in opposition to this proposal, both as a private citizen and as a representative of three organizations, Plan Delaware, Save Our Coastal Communities, and the Sierra Club. Rather than go through my 14 pages of 10-point typewritten data, we will enter it into the record, sir, if I may.
Thank you, indeed.
This is on both, one on each.
Okay, all right.
When you say one on each, do you mean
both? One on each of the applications that are coming before you. Many of the comments parallel each other.
Understood. I just want to make sure I understood what you're saying.
Okay.
We support Mr. Ford's comments wholeheartedly.
Which Mr. Ford?
I'm sorry?
Which Mr. Ford?
Excuse me, Mayor Ford.
Okay.
Clarify that.
I thought you might want to, for the record.
Yeah. And Mr. Ennis's concerns are the same as ours on the density trade. We're concerned that it doesn't conform with the comp plan and that it also lacks possibly conformity to the statutory requisites for such an ordinance in uniformity.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir. We thank you. All right. Who's next? Now we're nobody else representing groups? Okay, great. No one else representing a group, right? Okay, well, let's go. Let's start right here in the green. We're going to do one for we'll go to the next side.
I'm Ronald Smith. I've lived on Gills Neck Road almost 40 years, and I'm against this project. I think we have a lot of natural resources in this area that draw people to the area. We don't need to mess it up further like we did with Route 1 with all these shopping centers, outlet malls, whatever. They could have been placed inland. They did not need to be on the beach. Given we're going to essentially double the size of Lewis with all the developments going on just to the south or the southeast of Lewis, and we don't need more shopping centers. If we have this village shopping center, something that for immediate necessities, like a pharmacy or a coffee shop, something like that, less than 100, probably less than 50,000 square feet. If people need to buy sporting goods, food, clothing, liquor, whatever, there's plenty of stores around. We don't need more. And the volume of traffic that's been pointed out, you're going to make Kings Highway look like Route 1, and the people that live, say, on Gills Neck Road, in Lewis, whatever, they're not going to be able to get in and out. I've sat through at least four light cycles waiting to get out Kings Highway onto Route 1 there at Carpenter's Corner. And all this does is cause road rage. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Yes, sir, in the blue.
I think it can hear from here.
Yeah, nope. You got to come up here because the microphone won't pick you up, and everybody will be yelling at me that they can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
So we need you to come up here and give us your name and address, and you may have the floor.
I'm Tom Owen from Lewis, and I just have a couple of quick comments. One, I don't know if 520,000 square feet is just the buildings, or does it include the parking lot?
No, it's just the buildings.
Well, I'm looking at 68 acres, 85%, whatever 85% of 68 acres of impervious land, right smack in front of the high school and right along Kings Highway. The traffic has been addressed. I mean, it's going to be an abomination. I'm looking at this over here. That, to me, looks like the Berlin Wall. That's the side of the shopping center along Kings Highway. I just don't see how it's possible that we need another 520,000 square feet of shopping when Route 1 is not even a mile away. And as I said, the Village of Five Points is a mile away or less. So that's all I have to say.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, over here, the yeah, that's it. Stand up. Good. It's hard to find a distinguishing feature sometimes because if I say the one with the beard or the gray hair, well, yeah.
Or the bald man.
Yeah. Or the bald man, yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. I am, sir. If you give us your name, please, and yes. You may have the floor.
My name's Michael Krause. I've lived on Lewis Beach with my wife for 34 years. I was one of the first members of the Architectural Review Commission in the city of Lewis. I was a member of the board of the Lewis Homeowners Association. I've been trying very hard to get a grasp of the very idea of the dimension of this thing. And it happened to me tonight when I heard that there were 30 to 40,000 trips per day that were projected. I'd like to remind you of the fact that Lewis, the full-time population of Lewis, is 3,100 people. The very idea that this project would have minimal effect on the town of Lewis is simply and literally not believable.
All right, sir. Okay, all the way in the back in the red.
My name's Rick Rinalli. I live on Clay Road, and I have a well. And I have a couple concerns. One is I don't use King's Highway in summertime because I can't get out on it. I go up to Savannah Road and try to go that way, which is a pain also. But I have a well. And part of my property is a wetland with a creek. And with all the development out on Route 1, my creek is now not a creek half the time. What's going to happen to my well? You know, when you cover all that at the end of, which is actually 1,500 square feet to from my house to the stop sign, 1,500 feet to the stop sign. So, you know, I mean, what's going to happen to my well? Is somebody going to drill me a deeper well, or? You know, what's the deal? I don't understand. It's going to cost everybody more. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Okay, and the red vest in the back.
My name is Gavin Braithwaite. I am a merchant in downtown Lewis and a resident of Sussex County. I have a letter which I would like to read into the record, and I have a copy for whoever I shall give it to.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. This is from my wife and myself. We are strongly opposed to the proposed upzoning of the land adjacent to King's Highway Lewis for the purpose of creating the commercial development to be known as Townsend Village Center. The applicant has advanced no compelling reason why such rezoning should be permitted. On the contrary, it is our firm belief that the establishment of such a mammoth commercial development on the very doorstep of Lewis would go a long way towards destroying the town's historic, bustling, highly attractive downtown area. Lewis was designated by the National Park Service as a Preserve America community in 2006 and was named by the National Trust as one of the USA's top dozen historic destinations in 2007 and is currently a premier tourist destination. It would be inexcusable to turn the town into an eyesore of empty commercial buildings and small-town urban blight. It is not in the public interest, nor would it be in the strategic interest of Delaware's economy to permit such a large-scale commercial development in the location being proposed, to the inevitable detriment of an existing historic municipality. The reason visitors come here in the first place and subsequently stay to buy homes and swell the Sussex County tax base is because of Lewis's historic charm and recreational assets. Sussex County must preserve the integrity of its highly successful magnet destinations, such as Lewis. Thank you.
Let me ask you a question. You're a merchant on Second Street or somewhere in Lewis, or?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. Is your feeling that this shopping center of this type, whether it was this one or it was a similar one built somewhere else close by, is going to take traffic out of town or send traffic into town? Because I'm having a hard time understanding. On one hand, we're going to create a ghost town, and on the other hand, we're going to flood the streets of Lewis with traffic. I'm trying to understand which it is.
I think it's going to send gridlock into town.
Okay.
Because there will be all these. It was mentioned that this is really a regional shopping center, and people were saying they're going to come from Georgetown, they're going to come from...
Right.
Okay, well, think of this. They're also going to come from Cape May. They're going to come from New Jersey. I don't know if you've had any input from the...
I had a little hard to believe it.
Why? They come to the outlets all the time.
Yeah.
They do.
I understand. I know they do.
Tax-free shopping. Yeah.
Oh, you got a point. Tax-free shopping. Okay.
And Kings Highway is going to back up. The gentleman who mentioned earlier about waiting for four light changes to get out onto Highway 1, that's very common. Three or four light changes is pretty much normal in the summer. With all this extra traffic coming off the ferry and coming in to shop at a regional shopping center, traffic's going to back up all the way probably to the junction with Freeman Highway, and people are going to come through town as a way to get out onto Highway 1, as a way of avoiding the light up there.
So you think the streets are going to be full, but the sidewalks are going to be empty?
That's right.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. You're a merchant. You're the guy I wanted to hear from.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I have a copy to hear?
Yeah, I need a copy of the letter. Let's see. We're back on this side again, ma'am, in the green front here.
Good evening. My name is Patricia Hannon. I'm a physician assistant. I live on Mulberry Street in Lewis, and I work for a local MD. I came to Lewis in June of 04 from Peru, and I lived in a village. So I have a real feeling for villages. And the essence to me is people live and work and volunteer together.
Which Peru were you from?
Up in the Andes, Puno.
Okay, South American Peru.
Oh, yeah, that Peru.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, just checking, because okay. You don't look particularly Peruvian to me,
no.
But that's okay.
No, I was a missioner. I was a medical missioner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I had friends that lived in Lewis, and I would visit them, and I was very drawn to the village quality. And in the years that I've lived there, you meet people everywhere. You don't move to Lewis if you want to be anonymous. And you walk, you bike. There's all our local merchants, churches, volunteer activities, the lifelong learning. It's a wonderful place. And I guess the main thing I want to say is I think the major shopping center threatens it, and it's not replaceable. It's a passing way of life in the U.S. We're at a time of threatened environment. I think we all should be working hard together to preserve something like this that fortunately has stayed relatively intact. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, back over here. You, sir, with the... Yeah, just stand up and I'll sell it. You're the one. Yeah, it's you.
Mr. Chairman, while this gentleman's walking up, I just wanted to note for the record that a lady over here... Yeah, and just so that there's some mention of it, that she's handed me a stack of letters that I will pass down to Mr. Lank that will be made part of the record.
Okay.
My name is Roy Fitzgerald. I'm a retired physician who, with my wife, have been living on Lewis Beach for over 10 years, and our letter's in there. I want to make one point tonight, and that is a safety point. I'm against this, and any major high-density development of this land or any land on Kings Highway because of safety issues having to do with fire, ambulance, and particularly flooding disasters. It's well known that Savannah Road is not an evacuation route for Lewis Beach because it floods. All we have is Freeman's Highway, Kings Highway, and a large impervious surface just seems to me is going to make the flooding potentially worse there. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay.
Good evening. My name's Amy Norgate, and I'm a resident of Lewis, and that's the main capacity that I'm here tonight, that I am opposed to this. But I do manage the Tangaratla Shopping Center for a living. And I have to mention that professionally, when I look at this project and realize that the square footage of this is equal to the all three Tanger Outlet Centers combined, and to place that on King's Highway, and knowing, you know, I know that, you know, we're the bad guys sometimes, but I'm not anti-commercial, and we all shop, and we need shops, but I know the day in and day out challenges of managing shopping centers here and in other places in the United States, and to change something from agricultural to commercial on King's Highway, I really think is a huge mistake when you consider the impact of what it sounds like to residents to hear dumpsters being dumped at, you know, 7:30 a.m. and just the impact of the parking lot lights. The stargazing will end. You know, it's a huge impact, and I'm against it. And again, I really am not here in a professional capacity. I am here as someone who lives in Lewis, and I just am against it. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am, with the sunglasses on your head.
No, they're my driving glasses.
Well, sorry about that. Duly noted and corrected.
My name is Sandy Phelan. I'm a resident of Lewis as well as a merchant. As a resident, I oppose this development because of my quality of life. As a merchant, I oppose it. Quality of life. I have to earn a living. I will not have a living if this is developed because my customers will not be able to get to me. We will have gridlock. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Okay, we're back on this side. Anybody over here? All the way in the back.
My name's Robert Heiberg. I live in Lewis. I've only been there 2 years. The count earlier was 56 against. It is now 57. I came here to understand, and the more I hear, the more I don't know how it could work with King Highway the way it is now, and whether DelDOT has the wherewithal even to improve the roads. So, thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, back on this side, all the way in the back against the wall with her right hand up like she's getting ready to be sworn in.
TV court.
I think we ought to swear him in, don't you?
I swear. Everything I say is the truth. My name is Carol Dobson. I was born in Beebe Hospital, born and raised in Lewis. Have been fortunate to have Lewis as my hometown. I was born to live, and I love to shop. But I would love to live in the village town of Lewis and shop as it is now, with unique, very catered to walking traffic with parking, beautiful Cape and Lupin. I could wax eloquently. Much of what has been said here tonight has opened my eyes about the density of people, traffic, water runoff, and having grown up on the beach, we have had to evacuate, and we can't use Savannah Road when we evacuate. That's gone. Also, I'm here to say emotionally, my parents would want me to testify, and my godparents would want me to testify. Dr. James C. Marvel, who started the Historical Society, and I believe I owe it to them to stand up for their legacy. And I'm also testifying for the future generations, the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren who will inherit the property of my family. And I beg you to take to heart, which I know you are, everything that's been said from the experts who have data, and those of us who want a lifestyle that's here. This is way too close for any livable lifestyle. And I believe that this, if this gets approved, I'm going to chastise you. You got your consciences to live with, because you will be violating what I think is a sacred public trust that the town of Lewis already has. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
My name is Dan Fendler. I live in Wolf Run, which is right off of Gills Neck Road. And I came here hoping to hear more about what the plans were for all of Gills Neck Road. And what I heard was that they're going to be widening parts of it, which I think is a good idea, but it doesn't seem to be covering the entire picture of what's going on. I think we have a really unique situation now with some of the development that's happened recently. We've got everybody's been talking about the traffic. We've got traffic congestion. We've got a potential like tenfold increase of traffic, of vehicle traffic on there. We have the presence of a lot of elderly drivers coming out of Cadbury. I mean, I drive Gills Neck Road every single day, and there are so many situations, so many close calls. I've literally been driven off the road by people trying to get around bicyclists that are not using the path and that are using the road. There's also student drivers that are coming out of Cape Henlopen High School that are going along Kings Highway and Gills Neck Road that I'm really concerned with. The combination of all the bicycle traffic, all the vehicle traffic, all this additional congestion, I think it's a really bad idea to move ahead with this project. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am, all the way in the back.
Either or.
Take your pick.
Good evening, gentlemen. Not missing a lady. I only have one contact in tonight, so I haven't been winking at you all evening. Just been using my good eye. My name is Jules Jackson, for the record. I'm an Indigenous rights activist.
An Indigenous rights activist.
Excellent question. In a nutshell, in the interest of everyone's time this evening, I work for the rights of Native Americans.
Oh, okay. All right. Works for the rights of Native Americans, and I'm going to ask you to bend that microphone up a little bit so
I
folks
break
can
it.
Hear you.
Thank you.
Not that one. There you go. It'll bend a little bit.
Actually, put it up on the ledge. I
yeah,
think
put it
that
up on
might
the ledge
be better.
There. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
That's right.
I still have to bend down. Okay. Very briefly, I just wanted to hold my comments to the end again, in the interest of time expended. So, I was hoping. Since everyone else's comments seem slightly repetitive, I think my comment has not yet been addressed, although I'm not entirely sure. My comment, probably obvious at this point, is pertaining to the Indigenous burial grounds in the area adjacent to the Townsend property. Basically, my research commenced December 14, 2005, when I was traveling back and forth to the area from outside of Philadelphia, where I was employed. And I saw some sort of construction. It was this pre-utility phase commencing on the Townsend property. I inquired to what I assumed to be the general foreperson of the site about the area, because I recall it as a relatively young child, my mother mentioning something to the extent of it having to do something with Native Americans. It was unbuildable. That's when my research basically commenced. Although I primarily deal with curriculum reform, environmental concerns, et cetera, I started researching burial ground protection, issues of repatriation, et cetera. The gentleman told me that day, now I'm not a mathematician either, that's 2 years ago and
whatever.
A month, whatever.
Yeah.
And he told me, oh, it's an old Indian burial ground out there somewhere. You know, besides the obvious fact that we're not from India, he could have replaced it with a cat, a dog, something to that extent. That was how disassociative his language, attitude, and overall demeanor was. Point of the story, I began my research process 2 years ago and found in this entire area that I guess is encompassing 520,000 feet, give or take, there were at least a minimum of 50 burials removed from the area between 1949 and 1951. And they are currently located, the human remains are currently located at the Smithsonian Institute, also known as the National Museum of History. So what the issue remains, they cannot be repatriated to the state of Delaware, since Delaware's indigenous people, the Nanticoke or Lenni Lenape, are only state recognized. They're not federally recognized, and Smithsonian is a federal level institution, as a sidebar. Back to the point of the issue, I did submit comments today. Mr. Lank was courteous enough to respond quite promptly to several of my emails, and if I could just respectfully withdraw those comments and just keep these comments tonight, that my concern that I would like to voice, as well as for the public to hear, is that that is an incredibly sensitive area. I know that the developers are aware of that, that they have been in communication with indigenous people. However, I also know in my own research over 2 years and approximately a month, give or take a day, that Sussex County, for instance, has had several absences in their historic preservation office, if you can call it an office. It's been singularly operated normally by one person who cannot possibly, I'm sure you all will agree, hope to cover Milford down to Fenwick Island in terms of this particular issue. Additionally, I am intimately familiar with a lot of the hard workers up there at the State Historic Preservation Office in Dover, and they're incredibly understaffed as well. So my issue that I would like to voice, in addition to the concerns of the indigenous burial grounds, is the fact that there potentially has not been the oversight necessary to secure the locations that they are deeming as sensitive, or whatever the appropriate terminology would be. So those are my concerns, and I respectfully ask to present more material specifics at a later date, submit written records to you. I just luckily found out about this meeting a few hours ago from Lewis Historical Society, doing some great work and sending out emails. So I don't have all the information and facts, but I'd be more than happy after 2 years of research to finally turn that information over to you so you can make the most informed decision possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, sir.
And good evening. My name is Larry Mitchell. I own a farm on the north side of Gills Neck Road. I sit out there on a tractor and till the field and look at the beautiful farm that we're talking about doing away with. It just breaks my heart to see a farm that's the caliber of that one, the yieldability of that one, to be taken up and put into housing. I know we have to have the housing. I realize that. But I think we can find other places to put housing except on a great, big, beautiful farm.
How do you feel about the shopping center?
If we don't have the road, I don't think we need the shopping center. We have ample shopping centers in Lewis and around Lewis. And let's deal local. Let's shop local.
All right.
We have ample down there. If we want to go out to Walmart, we have a Walmart on Route 1, just a couple of miles. And with vehicles the way we have them today, and we like to drive, and if you don't believe we like to drive, just come on down to Lewis and Rehoboth on a weekend. But I am opposed to it, but not for the reason of that, for the reason that we need to keep the farmland. We need the yields. We need a place for the market. If we do not have the product to sell, we cannot grow it and sell it and make a profit on it. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am, all the way over here.
Chris McEvely, resident Lewis. Just a couple of quick things. I'm not going to read my whole piece because it would be redundant, but can you hear me? I did want to raise the fact that there's some of us in Lewis who actually not only consider it a historic town, but we also believe that we have beautiful country roads that are historic and that not all roads should get widened. Gills Neck Road is a lovely country road. It should never be widened. King's Highway, once you get past the high school, it takes you to the one of the most beautiful views in Delaware. And obviously that's going to get all filled up with traffic given this project. But I would weigh the fact that there is a movement that some of these roads need historic and scenic designation. And also, I would also recommend, I'm sure you all have read the Lewis Comprehensive Plan, but I would highly recommend that the building community that wants to come to Lewis get their arms around what Lewis is really all about. I've mentioned this project is like a livable Delaware project. I was on one of the livable Delaware community design committees. This project bears no relationship to anything that livable Delaware recommends. The Lewis Comp Plan itself recommends Kings Highway as being a two-lane, walkable, bikeable thoroughfare, and also that new developments should mesh with the historic fiber of Lewis. And that's something that I would hope that you all will take into consideration, not with just with this project, but every project that comes along. And it's nice to have biking and walking within the community, but there's been no talk about the relationship between this and the historic town of Lewis. So I'll just turn this in.
To Mr. Link, please. Yes, thank you. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. That would be you. Yep.
My name is Jenny Keith, and I'm a resident of Lewis. I've lived in Lewis for 10 years. I would like to say how much I appreciate your patience. You thanked us for ours. But
thank you.
I am not going to repeat all the things that you've been hearing. I agree with almost all of the statements that have been made about concerns about the project. Most of what we've been hearing here is negative. And what I would like to bring us back to, at least what I'm thinking about, is that what's being considered is a request for rezoning. And so it seems to me that there would need to be tremendous positive arguments made about why that request should be granted. And I haven't heard in the presentations from, obviously I heard the early presentations from the proponents, I don't hear a compelling positive reason why there would be an approval of a request for rezoning. So I appreciate your considering our concerns. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? On either side of the room. All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions at this point? Okay, there being none, once again, want to thank you for being incredibly well-behaved, well-spoken, and we're going to close the public hearing. And Mr. Tyler, you've already been up here once.
I just want to ask if you keep the public record open because the traffic impact study hasn't...
You stay tuned. As you know, it's our procedure. Well, for many of you don't know, what will happen is we'll close the public hearing. We have another public hearing after this one, which I assume some of you are going to stay around for. And then at the end of our agenda, we refer back to the public hearings we've had, beginning with the first one. Now, tonight we only have two. And at that point, we'll decide how we're going to act on them. So, you know, if you want to, certainly you can spend the rest of your Thursday evening and Friday morning with us. Or you may simply wish to call the office. Let's close the public hearing, and we're going to recess for 10 minutes.